Praise Weather 2.7, Detroit's inspiration station. It's local artist showcase. Well, sort of. With me in the studios, Bishop George Davis. How are you?
I'm doing well, Randy. Good to be here with you.
I am glad to have you here. Now, you visited the station when you were in town.
Yes.
And you're now in Florida?
Jacksonville, Florida, North Florida.
Jacksonville. I've spent plenty of time at that beach and at the, let's see, where is it? Is it like a Dunkin' Donuts right off the beach?
Oh, yeah.
Spent plenty of time there.
Oh, yeah. I spent too much time there myself.
It's a dear friend of mine there. Now, you actually hail from this area.
Yeah, born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, mm-hmm. right here.
And you are a bishop and you are from Word of Faith, right?
Yes. I met my wife at Michigan State University. She had grown up in...
Go Green!
Go Green!
Oh. Shoo! There's at least somebody in here that
we
feels
on friendly
me.
Ground now. Yeah, we met at Michigan State, and she had grown up in the youth department at Word of Faith, and mm-hmm. Came back and joined the church there and recognized the call of God on my life there.
Wow.
And left Michigan State to go to Bible school there. And after graduating, Bishop Butler brought me on staff as a 23-year-old kid. And
wow.
3 years later, I was 26. My wife was 25. We left in 96 and went to Jacksonville to start a church. Had 12 adults with us and have now grown a church to about 4,000 or so members there. And have planted about 12 churches total out of that church in Jacksonville.
Wow.
Yeah,
Come on, sir.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I love when Jesus does that.
Yes.
Now, what people didn't know, or maybe they did know here, but you are a bishop who sings. Well, let me say, sings.
I sing. I wish I sang, but I probably more sing.
We had a conversation the first time I met you about... doing this as a ministry, and you basically told me that you really didn't plan to make this into a huge thing at all. You just needed to get this out.
Yeah,
I started
singing in elementary school here, and then in high school I sang in a little singing group around town called All for Christ, mm-hmm. and we sang here in Detroit, then went to Michigan State. And when I got into the ministry, I kind of got away from singing. Mm-hmm. And about 7 or 8 years ago, I just really sensed God all over me to get back plugged into singing, you know, mm-hmm. start using the gift again. And so I was going to go into the studio to record, but every time I would get ready to go into the studio to record something, somebody would ask me, what genre is it going to be? What's the vision for your project? I had no genre. I had no vision for it. And so I would kind of psych myself out of it and get away from it.
Mm.
And so when I finally got into the studio, I was honestly going in just to get this recorded, get God off my back to say I've done it. And by the time we got finished, it actually turned out, you know, far better than I thought the whole project did. And we had a few songs on it that we really felt could go to radio. And one of them has been on radio and doing pretty well.
So. And it's called?
Morning Time.
It's been a while since you smiled, your heart's been disappointed, your spirit has been broken. Day after day, you try to pray, but the pain is overwhelming. You're crying out for breakthrough. Well, He's heard your cry, He's standing by. Turn your gray skies into blue, your deserts into rivers too. But you must believe that midnight is done. Though you may not see it, you've already won. It's morning time.
Morning time.
It's morning time. Joy cometh in the morning. So welcome to the morning. It's morning. Days are now at hand. Just put your full trust in the Lord. Though you may not understand all that He does,
oh,
or how it comes to pass, He's your Abba Father. His goodness will forever last.
So
forget what's behind and reach ahead. Remember all His promises. Do exactly what He said, then release your joy and start to dance.
Oh.
Your crying days are over. over. This is your second chance.
I love that song because, you know, and I actually told some of the people that I work with, I like the song because, you know, you can have trouble all around you. You can have all kinds of things, but God says in the morning, you know, weeping may endure through the night, but in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
And I'm telling you, that song just gives me that scripture when you're listening to it. So that's why I love it so much. And you have a testimony behind this.
I do. And I, you know, I actually just here recently even made the testimony public, the kind of the story behind the song. You know, for years out as a bishop and a pastor and, you know, with thousands of people, you know, coming to hear me preach every week, people didn't realize that I was happy in one sense, but I was torn up at the same time. Mm-hmm. I had gone since my mid-20s wondering if I had been adopted or just knowing I just didn't seem to fit with my family and you know, didn't look like any of my other siblings. And when I turned 30, I had a medical incident that happened. And I knew then that the dad I was raised with couldn't have been my biological dad. Because,
wow.
You know, the thing that came out was genetic. And I never said anything to anybody other than my wife. You know, she was my confidant. We talked about it, but I never said anything to my mother. And I was honestly afraid to even approach her on it because in the back of my mind, my life was going so well. I didn't know if I wanted to open up this can of worms to ask happened. You know, it could have been something that I didn't want to find out what the answer was.
Yeah.
And so for 14 years, I sat terrified, you know, afraid to deal with it, approach it. But every Father's Day would come around, I'd be preaching joy to everybody else, and I'd be ripped up on the inside.
Wow.
And finally got to a place where, almost like a little kid, God was saying to me, just trust me with this. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, I got you on this. I'm not going to lead you down this pathway for it to be destructive. And so last year, I got to a place where I went ahead and trusted God. I asked my mother about it, and we had a real tough conversation, but she shared with me the details about who my dad was and reached out through Facebook and the internet, found out who he was. And I reached out to my sister, actually, a young lady who turned out to be my sister, and made a connection. And we established a relationship a year ago, and it's been the most phenomenal year ever. And what's so amazing is I had this block. I couldn't come up with song, couldn't come up with what the genre was going to be or what the vision was going to be. We met in last year, mid-June. 2 weeks later, I was in the studio recording, and when I penned the words for Morning Time, you know, it's been a while since you have smiled. Your heart's been disappointed. Your spirit has been broken.
Yes.
Day after day, you try to pray, but the pain is overwhelming. You're crying out for breakthrough. He's heard your cry, and he's standing by to turn your gray skies into blue, your deserts into rivers, too. But you've got to believe that midnight is done, and though you may not see it, you've already won. It's morning time.
Jesus,
and,
come on.
You know, others may not—I don't know what it means to anybody else, but when I was writing that song and when I hear it now, it reminds me of those years I went through, just dark.
You just had that hole.
That hole in my heart.
Yeah.
And when that hole got filled, it's amazing how just a flood of creativity and just the anointing of God came out of that river. And that's my prayer, that people that hear it, whatever their situation might be, it'll just bring encouragement to them that no matter how dark it feels right now, morning time has arrived.
Amen. Amen to that. Well, I want everyone to see that video clip of you and meeting your biological father, who's in the studio.
Yes, he is.
It is amazing. Amazing, y'all. They look just alike, and they have the same voice box, too. So it's really, really cool. And I'm so grateful that you all have a real relationship with each other as well.
Yes, it's been almost you know, the stuff that fairy tales and movies are made of. And I realize everybody's, you know, reunion story with meeting a biological parent doesn't always turn out as well as this one has, but it's really been tremendous and has really filled such a void in my life. And just really been a reminder to me that no matter how much you're giving out to other people, God is still concerned about you too.
Amen. How do we get a hold of your music?
My music is available anywhere that Christian music is sold on the digital markets, iTunes, Amazon, Google. Here for those in the local Detroit area, they can go to God's World, see Larry over there.
Go see Brother Larry.
Buy out all the CDs he's got over there.
Yes.
But we're still waiting to decide if we want to go the distribution route. I mean, the song is doing well, you know, hit top 30 on the Billboard charts.
Yes.
And as it moves, you know, we may go ahead and go to full distribution and have physical product out. But it's available everywhere that digital media is sold.
Well, I'm believing God for more increase for you.
Thank you.
And as you continue to share your testimony, more doors are going to open for you. I can already know what God is saying to me. And he's saying that you're doing it right.
Thank you.
And for doing it right, you're being rewarded. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
And Bishop George Davis, I am so excited to finally have you in the studio. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. I've been waiting all week to get a chance to get in here to talk to you.
Well, make sure you go to our website, praise1027detroit.com, so you can see that video that we talked about and pictures from our interview. Oh, Bishop George Davis, what a pleasure. Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station.